Did you ever have a question pop into your head that never got an answer? Did you want to learn more about something trivial but never got around to it? Well, I have. A lot. During the past few months, I wrote down these questions, no matter how odd or seemingly unanswerable they may be. I saved them so I could take one day each week for the entire year of 2016 to finally get some answers. So here we go with an attempt to learn something new in this episode of I Have Questions. Welcome to I Have Questions. I am Matt, and this is episode 49 for Friday, December 2nd, 2016. And the question for this episode is, when did the birthday cake tradition start? This inspiration is pretty simple. It's my birthday. It's not today, but it is in December. On most of my birthdays, especially when I was a kid, I had a birthday cake. So did everyone else in my family on their birthday, and most of my friends had cakes on their birthdays. But not once did I ever wonder why each of us were presented a cake for our birthdays. That is, of course, until I started thinking about and writing down questions for this series. Well, once again, like questions that tap into subjects that are cultural and have been around for a long time, there's no clear, concise answer to this question. But there are a lot of theories. And interestingly to this subject, parts of these theories link into specific elements of the birthday cake. So that adds a little more credence to each of these, at least a little bit more than some of the past theoretical explanations I presented on this show. So the first theory I'm going to talk about, it kind of revolves around the shape of the cake, or what we are calling a cake in this particular theory. And by that, I mean round. Now, granted, not all birthday cakes these days are round. In fact, with custom cakes becoming hugely popular, they don't even necessarily have a geometric shape at all. But birthday cakes are largely recognized as round. Type birthday cakes into Google, take a look at the image results, and you'll see what I mean. This part of this particular theory is that the ancient Greeks first started the tradition of the birthday cake. In this case, however, the birthdays they were celebrating weren't their own, it was the birthdays of their gods. The Greeks celebrated the birthdays of their gods monthly with various tributes and traditions. One god in particular stands out when discussing the Greeks and birthday cakes, and that is the god Artemis. Artemis was the god of chastity, virginity, the hunt, the natural environment, and the moon being the key element here. On the monthly birthday celebration of Artemis' birthday, the Greeks would bake a round, full moon-shaped bread in her honor. This particular bread recipe was sweetened with honey and made to stand apart from their regular bread, as well as making it a sweet and pleasant offering to Artemis on her birthday. Now, why this particular story is a theory and not an answer is mainly because, of course, it is an interpretation of their culture as deciphered by records uncovered over the centuries. This tradition may never have actually happened. It's very probable, but no one will ever really know for sure. Another reason why I wouldn't really consider it an answer to the question when did the birthday cake tradition start is that after the Greeks fell, there's no other records, theories, or really any indication of a birthday cake tradition until 14 centuries later. That's when the next widely considered answer to this question theory comes up. Since it's so long between the two, it's almost, if not completely certain, that this particular tradition I'm going to talk about is not at all inspired by the ancient Greeks. It's more of a coincidence that there are similar traits in these stories. So now jumping ahead from the ancient Greeks into the Middle Ages around the 13th century, in Germany, cake is recorded as being part of the children's birthday celebration called Kinderfest. Now information on when adding cake to Kinderfest actually started, or even the exact reason why, that's a little sketchy. Most of the theory supports a religious aspect, Christianity specifically. The theory leans towards the cake having first been used as an honor of the tradition of baking a cake to celebrate the birth of Jesus on Christmas during that same time period. The shape of the cake in this theory, which again is round, has two theories of its own. First is that the round shape symbolized the cycle of the year. The second theory, it was a simpler shape to make. Now, a very important and very significant addition to the birthday cake is noted in this idea. The birthday candle, but even more interestingly, the birthday wish. Candles were added to the Kinderfest / birthday cakes as a, yet again Christian-inspired, symbol of the light of life, with one candle representing each year of the child's life, plus one additional candle for the years to come. Unlike today, when we light the candles, sing, and then blow them out, these candles would burn all day, and when one would burn out, it would be replaced by another, and the replacement would continue throughout the entire festivities until the family finished their celebratory meal. It was after the meal that the cake was finally served. And it's at this point that the birthday child would blow out the candles. While they blew out the candles, they made a wish. Again, in this Christian-inspired lore, the smoke from the blown-out candles would carry that wish up to God directly in heaven. Now, incredibly interestingly here, at least to me, that last little bit pulls in a whole slew of other possible theories or at least ideas. The idea of using fire and smoke to communicate with God or gods or nature or an anthropomorphic pantheist entity goes back way further than Christianity and the Middle Ages. Now, while that doesn't seem directly cake-related to the birthday cake question, the candles, in a way, are a component of the birthday cake, and I found it interesting, once again, that paths of different beliefs and religions converge. There is one last bit of information I found interesting. It may not directly answer this question. In fact, it doesn't answer this question at all, but I think it adds a significant element to what leads up to birthday cakes as we know them today. Evidence of birthday cakes being used in the celebration for birthdays in America goes back to the 1800s. Specifically when? Well, that's not really known. There's some ideas, but that's not the point of the story. What I'm getting at is the elaborate decorating and over-the-top indulgent recipes for what we now might consider the traditional birthday cake can pretty much be traced down to one source. A little later in history, in 1900 to be exact, the Boston School of Cooking magazine gave a menu suggestion for a child's birthday celebration, which included a cake described as, I quote, iced and decorated with candles. Very pretty candle holders may be purchased for a few cents a dozen. That's just the start. The Boston School of Cooking magazine later published a photo of an elaborately decorated birthday cake with pipe frosting and rosebud candle holders in 1906. In 1910, the magazine published their official, at least for that moment, recipe for a birthday cake. In 1914, they published another article and photo of an even more elaborately decorated cake on a custom handmade and hand-painted birthday cake ring platter. Finally, in 1933, the Boston School of Cooking magazine upped the ante once again with another elaborately decorated cake and a revolutionary addition, the words "Happy Birthday" piped onto the top of the cake. So there you have it. I will be the first to say this did not answer the question I posed in this episode. But in instances like this, when I'm walking away with a whole lot more new information than what I started with, I'm okay with not having that straightforward or really even complete answer. And with that, that'll do it for this episode. So check out neozaz.com for all the past episodes of I Have Questions and all the future to come, of which there are only four. I guess I'm in countdown now. I think I've numbered them off in the last two or three episodes, but that is it. Four more episodes for this series, and then we are done. We, of course, have social media pages for NeoZazz. We're NeoZazz Podcasts on Facebook, NeoZazz on Twitter, and NeoZazz on Instagram. That is it for this episode. Thank you once again for joining me. I'll be back next week with another question and maybe another answer. We'll see in a week. But until then, thank you one more time for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. I Have Questions as part of the NeoZazz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit our website at NeoZazz.com. I Have Questions and all the podcast series from NeoZazz are funded by the generosity of our fantastic Patreon supporters. To learn how you can help support all the work we do at NeoZazz and access exclusive supporter content, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/NeoZazz. For all the latest from I Have Questions at NeoZazz.com, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NeoZazz Podcast or our Twitter account at NeoZazz. Thanks for listening.